All families living at the Road Home Shelter in downtown Salt Lake City will move out of the facility by July if all goes as planned. Utah lawmakers on Tuesday approved that recommendation and some additional funding for the Road Home's Midvale Family Shelter. KUER's Whitney Evans reports.
The State Homeless Coordinating Committee is in charge of administering funds lawmakers approved for homelessness and housing this year. The committee put together a plan last week, and legislative budget makers signed off on it Tuesday. Kathy Bonus presented the plan. She's with the Utah Department of Workforce Services. It includes roughly $750,000 to remove all the families from the downtown shelter permanently with the help of motel vouchers and short-term rental assistance. Bonus says the Road Home has agreed not to refill those beds once they're vacated.
It is taking them out of the shelter and working on getting them into a stable environment. So it's not moving them from one shelter to another shelter, but actually getting them into a stabilized environment.
Bonus says case managers will follow up with families throughout this process. Lawmakers also signed off on funding for two more unified police officers at the Midvale shelter, so it has 24-hour surveillance. $6 million will be directed to the nonprofit organization Shelter the Homeless, which will oversee the three new planned homeless shelters. That organization is required by state law to start construction on the shelters by June 1st, 2018, or forfeit the properties to the state. The Road Home is slated to close in June of 2019. Whitney Evans, KUER News.